This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And if you thought the election was over, turns out there are still a couple of stones left unturned in the Midwestern part of this country. On Monday, the Michigan Board of Canvassers certified Donald Trump's victory in Michigan. And that paves the way for the Green Party candidate for president, Jill Stein, to request a recount in Michigan by the deadline on Wednesday. Now, Stein has already officially requested recounts in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania as well. President-elect Donald Trump won the state of Michigan on November 8th by 10,704 votes across 83 counties. Now, you'll remember that Trump spent the election telling Americans that it was rigged against him. Then on Sunday, he falsely told the nation that millions of people voted illegally. But in response to this recount, he said the Green Party scam to fill up their coffers by asking for impossible recounts is now being joined by the badly defeated and demoralized Dems. The Democrats are now officially involved with the Clinton campaign, agreeing to back the recount effort. Brandon Dillon is chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. Brandon, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So how does this begin for a recount of, 4.8 million ballots? It's done by hand in Michigan. You have paper ballots. What's your role? What do you guys do now? Are you staring at Chads with magnifying glasses like we saw in Florida so many years ago?
Because the recount is expected to be initiated by Jill Stein, the Clinton campaign has indicated that they will be participating in that. At this point, at the state party level, we have not been asked to provide any resources specifically towards that, but we expect that that may happen. And the good news is we'll be able to recruit people to help and be able to participate in that as well when called to do so. But really, there is a process that this goes on. I think the Board of Elections has indicated that the 19 largest counties in Michigan would go first. Those would be hand-counted by the Board of Canvassers in those counties with representatives from the folks asking for the recount, and then the Trump campaign, two each, could be there to observe and make sure that everything is done correctly.
Okay. You know, Brandon Phillips, you know, we all watched the campaign and you heard me at the top here describe how Donald Trump ran for president, calling the election rigged. You know, it was your candidate who repeatedly said that instilling a sense of you know, unfairness in the election was un-American and undermining democracy. Everybody believes in fair elections, but I wonder if you risk some hypocrisy here yourself. I mean, I know this is Jill Stein's recount, but Democrats at large risk some hypocrisy here themselves by going back and counting ballots again and having a recount in an election where at the time nobody suggested irregularities in Michigan or Wisconsin.
Well, I think it's important to note that this is not a recount that's been requested by either the Clinton campaign or by anybody associated with the Michigan Democratic Party. The Clinton campaign has been very clear. Mark Elias, their attorney, has said that they've looked at this, and the reason they didn't file any request for a recount is they didn't see enough evidence to suggest that there was any large-scale irregularities. Now, the fact that somebody else has come in and is willing to spend the money to do that, I think there's an obligation to make sure that we participate and assist. We don't expect the result to change significantly. I think that's been clear from day one. We understand that the election system in Michigan has got a record of being very accurate. Most recounts at the local level don't significantly change the number on election night. But, you know, now that the recount is likely to be requested, we want to make sure that we do everything possible to ensure that it's done fairly and that all votes are counted the way that voters intended their votes to be cast.
Still, we should say 10,000 votes, which was the margin out of 4.8 million, that's 0.2%. I mean, that's close. Maybe you don't
expect
it.
It's very close.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very close. The optical scan machines actually have a very high rate of success, so to speak. They're very accurate. We've seen that in local recounts where the numbers per precinct usually don't sway very much, if at all.
Brandon Dillon, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, thanks so much.
Thank you.